The Spinoff Podcast Network. Ready to rediscover the joys of cycling? With over 300 kilometres of cycle paths across Tāmaki Makaurau, jumping on your bike and going for a ride is such a fun way to discover the city from a different perspective. Cycling is getting more and more popular across Auckland, so now's a great time to join the hype and give cycling a go. Head to at.govt/cycling to find your nearest cycleway today. Skinny are helping you show how smart you are with the 1Q quiz, an all-new, super challenging and super quick daily quiz built by The Spinoff. Every Monday, Skinny are giving you the chance to prove you're smart with the Skinny Extra Credit question. Get it right, and you'll get the chance to score yourself some Skinny Extra mobile credit so you can text, call, or even video call your group chat and gloat about how big your brain is. T's and C's apply.
Hello there, weary traveller. No, don't go off to bed just yet. Frankly, I don't give a shit how weary you are. There's more story left to tell. When we last left our heroes, they were still trying to track down that darn principal's logbook. Their search led them to the music department to find the very cool elf, Dorian. But first, they formed a band, sang for the music teacher, Mr. Bimbley, and a class of students, and signed up for the musical Cats. Let's see what they get up to this week in the next installment of Waterdeep Mountain High.
Awesome. Great. Finally, you guys walk into the room. And in the room, is in the corner, is Dorian practicing his lute. And he looks up as you enter, Forrest.
Yeah.
And he seems to recognize you, but he can't quite place you. So he just says, "Are you a fan?"
Yeah, I heard the music. Sorry to barge in like this, but I heard the music and I was just compelled to come in, and I wanted to hear it without the muffling through the walls because it's stunning.
Thank you. I mean, I write all my own music, which is, you know,
oh, incredible.
It's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is awesome, but I mean, yeah, usually
I'm actually kind of busy.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind, I heard you the other day and I brought my friends because I wanted them to, I thought you could use an audience and like they'd love to hear you.
I mean, a lot of my stuff's not ready, but you know,
No, it is ready. I've heard it.
Oh, it's kind of you.
It's ready. Guys, come in.
No, I want
to. I signal for them to come in.
You come in and he looks at you all and says, "Have I met you three before?"
No.
No, you might have seen us kind of looking through the window of the door.
Mm. And then a sort of clarity comes over his eyes and he goes,
I make sure I'm like kind of blocking the door.
Oh shit. And then he backs up to the corner and says, "Please don't beat me up again. Please." Oh,
no, don't worry.
No, you,
we're fans.
You froze me in the forest after I gave you devil's lettuce and you cast a spell on me and then you kicked me and you threw something at me.
I did anything.
Yes, you threw a sling at me.
What?
You didn't even have
a sling.
I don't even know how that was possible.
Are we cool? If I remember correctly, I just told you a really good joke.
Yeah, knock jokes.
Yeah. No, we are cool.
Yeah. Do another knock.
Call me Big H.
He sees Ping, and his eyes are about the colour just drains out of his face. He's like, not that one.
Okay,
not.
we've come for a reason, and it wasn't just to hear a song, although we were keen to hear a song.
Yeah. To get the school back?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, you want it back?
What do you know about that?
You got the logbook, don't you?
That's he stands up and he runs to the door and closes it.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd already closed it, but close it.
He closes it more. He opens it and he closes it. And he locks it and he says, you remember the school?
Yes.
It was shit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was really shit.
Yeah, and that's how we liked it.
It didn't have a music department.
Listen, I don't know. No one else has remembered what's happened to the school. Everyone I've talked to just thinks I'm crazy.
No,
they all seem to remember the school having always been this incredible castle, but it wasn't. It was a shithole, right?
Mm. It was. Mm.
And I think it's because I saw what they did down there. See, I was in love with this girl. Her name was Meritrith. She was a competitor in the from Waterdeep College. Mm. She was a tiefling.
We actually won that event.
You didn't actually win because... Wow.
Only one.
Waterdeep College got erased from history.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
a win. We chalked that up as a W.
Okay. At least.
Who else do you know?
I'm just telling you about this girl that I love who's taken out of existence.
Yeah, well, we're sorry about that, but.
Yeah, but like, what are they competitive they're so afraid of that they had to erase them from history?
You know?
She was disqualified for not existing.
Yeah. So she
did. This seems like semantics, but. Fine, right. You won. You beat my dead girlfriend, okay?
Okay, alright.
Sore loser.
See, what happened that day was we'd made a plan to meet down in the mines. I was going to play this song I'd been writing in the forest and I thought she'd really like. And I went down there to surprise her and I hid in the darkness, and that's when there was this massive explosion and I saw my aunt, Principal Barilla, and some of the other teachers, including Mr. Bimbley, the music teacher. They were all there, and they summoned this owl. And when I went out, everyone I knew had gone.
Oh.
And no one remembered Waterdeep College or Meritrith or any of them.
So you confirm that you did not cross the finish line then?
Well, I wasn't competing.
Can I just say
he's from our school?
I'm from your school.
From our school.
But also, I think it's
sorry. Like, I was high last time I saw you.
I know you were. I got you high.
I was super high. Devil's weed.
I think it's such a nice idea to give your girlfriend a song, but I don't know if mid competition was the right time to do it.
Sexy surprise.
Yeah, I mean, it would be a good surprise, but just not during like a race through some caves.
It does sound sexy.
This is so typical. You take her moment, or she's doing something for her, for herself. She's trying to do something that she cares about, and you find a way to co-opt it by doing something you want to do. Why not just let her compete and be her own person?
Well, I can't let her do anything anymore because she's gone, and I'm trying to bring her back.
Yeah, well, maybe she's
is that all about me?
Maybe she's better off.
Draws his lute, which is a magical weapon.
Whoa! Put that down.
She didn't mean it.
I did. Meanwhile, I want to draw out my little dagger.
Her imaginary sling.
No, I get my dagger out, and I'm like, "You put that lute back."
Oh, Yoko Ono dagger.
Yeah, this is good to get our brand out.
Meanwhile, I'm searching his pockets.
Why? I've never witnessed someone searching the pockets of living people.
Okay, make a slight advantage.
I'm 17.
Okay, you snuck around behind him.
So I'm using my thieves' tools.
Oh yeah, what are you with thieves' tools?
Yeah, I've got thieves' tools.
Is it like
I assume those?
I just get some.
Well, like some tongs.
Bonus.
Yeah, I assume those were picking locks.
Yeah, I pulled out a pair of tongs that I stole from
thieves'
your staff kitchen.
Are for picking locks, not for stealing. Stuff.
He's got some high tech pockets.
Unless you could describe for me what your pocket picking thing.
Yeah,
is.
It's tongs I stole from the kitchen. I pull them out of my little rucksack and I put them down his pockets. So
okay.
I'm trying to pull them out.
You. Well, he's facing away from you, so. While he's facing off against Kate, you reach into the back of his pants, where there is this quite thick brown book. and you slide it out. And he sort of whips around as you do it.
What are you doing? Well, don't worry. Here's the thing, guys. I feel like this has gone quite bad because he was clearly
I'm
going to
take a dagger.
No,
I'm upset and I will not be regulated.
Okay. He was clearly he's on our side.
Okay. Right. I'm going to try stand.
Oh, come on.
He's not looking at you, so you can have a surprise round.
Okay.
Stab him.
And what am I rolling here for?
You roll 20 and add your strength.
And my strength is plus one. I got an 18.
Okay, you hit him. And how much damage do you do?
Do I roll this again?
You roll the...
D4 plus one. Yeah. Sorry.
It's this one.
4, 5.
You stab him in the back. And he just screams.
Yeah, you're mine now, bitch. What's become of me? I was a pacifist.
Can I,
you hear footsteps from outside. You hear Mr. Bimbley going,
is the door...
Whoa, what's going on? What's going on? Who screamed? It didn't sound like singing.
It's... can I yell back? It's our heavy metal aspect of our band.
Dorian's
like,
ah!
Yeah.
There he goes.
And I'm like, Mr. Quiet, Bill, quiet, Dorian.
Make a deception check then.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good. 21.
Ooh, yeah, all right. He's like, all right, keep it down. And, well, don't keep it down. I mean, express yourself.
Thanks, sir. We will do. Can I do it? Cast a cure wounds on Dorian?
Why do you always do this for us?
Because he was clearly on our side, going to cooperate.
Why do I never get to just make a decision and have the group back me up?
And attempt a murder.
He was the only other person in the school who knew what was going on.
Yeah, but he was being disrespectful.
He's just whimpering on the ground in a lot of...
God, I didn't get you that bad.
I still have...
You can't be for 5 damage.
According to this piece of paper, I still have one good berry from several episodes ago.
Oh okay.
I hand it to Helado, and I'm like, do what you do with it.
Don't eat...
You'll never respect me if you do it.
I shove the berry into the wound.
Oh,
yeah, but that's the way it heals. Yeah,
as everyone knows.
He gains 1 hit point, is that right?
I forget.
Yeah.
So he's still bleeding, but he looks a little... He sort of... The colour returns to his cheeks.
Can I try to cast a cure wounds? It's one of my spells.
Yeah, sure.
That he drawed his weapon on me first.
I reach down and I place my hands on his forehead and I take a knee next to him and I whisper some words of prayer to Heronius and I can roll a d8 and I get 6 hit points.
Okay, you cure him, his wound closes up.
God.
And
this is such a boys' club.
He stands up and he opens the door and he's like, I'm getting out of here.
No.
No.
Dorian, we need your help. Sorry about her. She...
Hey, don't you apologize.
No, no, no.
Well, listen, answer me this.
You.
Answer me this.
Girlfriend.
Are you going to bring back the old school? Are you going to bring
back... Yes, and Meredith or whatever.
Trith.
Yeah, Meredith.
Sorry.
It's not whatever.
No. Sorry.
You're whatever.
Yeah, sorry.
Is it hard to rhyme with in a song?
Infuriatingly difficult. Forthwith is the only thing I can that doesn't really flow. He gestures to the book that Ping has. He says, that is the principal's logbook. I was only able to grab it because I think those book golems thought that I was the principal. I have the same blood. Anyway, there's something in there that I think you should read.
Are you actually related to the principal, or was that...
She's my aunt.
Oh, yeah, but we assume that was a lie to get out of the dissension.
No, it's just me using my privilege.
I lied. I'm not actually related to you.
I know that.
Okay.
Oh, I'm learning a lot.
Also, just if you hear anything, make sure you come and tell us.
I will. And if you feel like stabbing me, don't.
Accent on. We are very sorry.
he points to the book again and opens the door and runs out.
Kate.
What?
Accent off. That was inappropriate.
Mm. Oh, come on, man. He drew a weapon on me first. What am I going to do?
It was
not a loot. Yeah, well, who knows what he could have done? someone with that.
Played a song?
Yeah. Yuck. We're the band.
Good point. I guess.
I'm sorry. I was just trying to protect our honor. And also, why is this little bitch not just handing it over already?
I mean, we hadn't even really mentioned the book to him yet. We just tried to steal it from his pocket.
Yeah, but he's had the book for ages. He's just been hiding out. I'm sorry. I'm frustrated, okay? This is just white male mediocrity, and I'm calling it out.
Okay.
All right.
I am sorry. I won't use my dagger again on people who are out my life.
That seems like a reasonable compromise.
As long as they don't cross me.
Should we take the book elsewhere, or is this a good place to read it? This seems pretty safe.
Yeah, might as well just read it.
I'm clutching onto the book with, like, my little talons in the book and, like, looking at you, like, with red eyes.
Hey, Peng. Should we read the book?
Peng takes a step back.
Would you like to read it to us?
Peng takes another step back.
Oh my god, Peng, I swear to god, do not start with me today, Peng. I'm speaking, you speak goblin, eh? Yeah, well, I'm telling you, right, I'm speaking goblin because that's one of my languages. You listen to me, Peng, right? This is life or death. You give over that book so we can figure out what's happened to the school.
I speak goblin too. Can you, Mr. Morrison?
No. Okay. I have no idea what's going on.
Guys.
Finally, we found a way to talk about Mr. Morrison. Behind the scenes.
This is great. Guys, he can't understand any of this. What? I actually kind of like him, but I feel sorry for him.
Sam, I feel sorry for him too. This is what? Important. What are you saying about me? Give us the book, okay? It's the only way forward.
Hmm. Peng likes the school the way it is. Peng has a spot in this school.
Peng.
If school goes back the way it is, Peng goes back to her old house.
No, Peng, we won't let that happen. If school goes back, you'll be like head person, like head boy / head girl, depending what you are, or just head. You'll be head goblin.
Peng, in the new school, if the school goes back, we'll let you be the head of the music department.
Mm.
You can have all the deer you want.
My eyes like go like ooh, and they're not red anymore. They go back to normal, full black. And I throw the book over to you guys.
Oh, thank you, PM, you little psycho bitch.
What?
I hiss.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my period.
Being always on her period.
Oh, we should talk about this more openly.
Yep. You should join the club, the chickens
club. Yeah.
Or
no.
Okay, fair enough.
Are you guys going to read the book?
Yeah, let's get in there. Okay. You have the book on you for us.
But... yeah, I'll open that.
All right. You open the book. There is handily a sort of earmarked page. It's basically, this is a log book. Much like they have on the Starship Enterprise. So every principal throughout the history of Waterdeep Mountain High records their thoughts in this book. And then I guess more pages are added. I don't know. It's a magical book. And there is one page that is earmarked, and it is from way, way back in the beginning. And this book, this passage reads thusly. Principal's log. Principal Droro. Dear Diary, I have finally rid myself of Deputy Principal Hammett. I knew he desired my position, and I knew the board thought him extremely charming and competent, and me old and stupid. But I think he is a dick. Why should I step aside just because I am not good at my job? It makes no sense. Anyway, I know the decision was all but made. He came into my office to say no hard feelings, and I told him to go fuck himself. That night, I sought out the old witch, Threnody, that lives in the woods, who is, coincidentally, my ex-wife. I begged her for 3 straight hours until she finally relented. She told me that if I were to cut my hand and place it upon the abominable owl statue she has in her front garden, I could summon Archimedes, the owl god, who would swallow Deputy Principal Hammett out of existence entirely. I did the deed. I summoned the owl god and spake my wish. It swooped away into the night, and the next day nobody at work had even heard of Deputy Principal Hammett.
Threnody told me the same process could be used to reverse my wish. I would need to cut myself with a special knife that she keeps in her move-in cottage, but I shan't be needing that. However, I have decided to take the statue and keep it for myself, since she already got the house and the wagon in the divorce. The statue shall be our mascot to watch over our glorious school for many years, and I shall call him Hootie. Long live Waterdeep Mountain High.
Amazing.
Wow.
I reckon we've got to go to that old, that old witch who lives in the woods.
Also, did it not seem like the statue was now the school statue?
What do you mean?
What does that mean?
Well, like, the statue we need, is that not the Hootie, the school statue?
Yeah, it was, yeah, right.
Mm. So, like, is that in the school, do we know?
Yeah, yeah, you've seen it. It's actually in the right in the middle of the castle. There's a courtyard, and it's in a place of pride.
Mm. But I guess we want to, like, reverse the
spell. Yeah, so in the logbook entry, it said that if you use the special blade to cut, you need to replace the blood that was put on the statue with the blood of the same people.
Oh.
Okay, when we saw it, who was the blood they used?
Was it Barilla's?
So, yeah, you guys won't remember, but your characters will remember that the teachers present
all did it.
Were Principal Barilla, the drama teacher, the music teacher, Mr. Bimbley, the PE teacher, and the biology teacher.
Oh my god, there are so many teachers whose blood we have here.
Do we need them all or just one?
You need them all.
Alright.
We're going to go on a murder rampage.
The music teacher's around here. Do we just quickly get a vial of his blood and then...
Yeah, that's a good point. Should we hit him up first?
I don't know. I feel like once we get a vial of his blood, it's really going to put... The word's going to be out.
That's a good point.
Do you remember last year, there was a time when, like, the Blood Foundation came and, like, in the school hall, you go in and donate blood?
Yeah.
We set up a sham one of those.
Oh, my God. Guys, I'm actually really charming and charismatic.
Yeah, that's
true.
Should I go and try and persuade the music teacher that I need his blood to survive?
I should reiterate that you do need this blade to draw the blood.
Yes, maybe we'll get the... Oh, okay.
Just use my dagger?
It needs to be a special blade. Well, that's what the logbook says.
Fine, then we gotta find this
fun. Yeah, this witch. Oh, you reckon the witch has it in her moving cabin?
Yeah, was it her house moved or?
How old is the witch?
This entry that you read is hundreds of years old.
Oh wow!
Do we know? Can I do like a history check to see if I know that witches live for a long time?
Yes. Do a history check. Yeah.
Like to see if six.
You don't really know.
Hey guys, does anyone know if witches live for can live for hundreds of years?
I feel like what I know is that women who entered into the later stage of their life often get caught by the public witches. So I imagine if this person has been around for a couple of hundred years, then yes.
Moving cottage, out in the woods. Peng saw it when setting traps.
Oh, he knows so much stuff.
Mm. Raising capital or taking your business to the world? Investment Fix has the lowdown on everything you need to make it happen. This season, we're exploring the US market, the opportunities it offers, what it takes to grow a business there, and the best way to approach investors. Join some of the superstars of the investment and business world as they share advice from their time in the US so you can make your mahi count in this massive market. The Investment Fix podcast, brought to you by Invest New Zealand. Tune in today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Talofa Lover. I'm Madeline Chapman, editor at The Spin-Off. If you have the means, consider supporting our high-quality journalism by becoming a Spinoff member. Sign up now at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
Make a make an insight check to see if you do actually know that, Penn.
I wasn't sure if you told her that.
Got a two.
Why don't you guys all make a history check?
History. I got a 17.
Okay.
I got a 20.
I got a 7.
Helado and Kate, you both know that the sort of folklore of Waterdeep Mountain High is that there is a cabin that appears in the woods once a month. It's sort of one of those stories that kids tell. And apparently the cabin is a place of death. And if you hit your cricket ball in there, don't go get it. But the cabin is supposedly appears to the southeast of Waterdeep Mountain High.
Guys, I reckon we've got to go to this cabin and hope that it's on its cycle.
If only we knew the kind of direction that it appears in. My history of it is not very good.
I think it's
southeast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've actually got really good recall of history. Yeah.
And when does it appear?
Even though it was written exclusively by men.
Yeah, I don't worry, I was just about to teach a class on history, so I'm just caught up. I get the feeling that it's going to appear today. I get the feeling, or else this will be a long, long episode.
It's on its period, so to speak.
Should we head southeast?
Yes, yeah. To the Menzies.
To the Menzies! Kate runs off. She just shoots off.
Runs off.
Yeah, she's like, I'm sick of waiting around for these guys. And she just sprints as fast as she can out of the building. She goes, au revoir! To anyone she passes,
yeah.
Au revoir! Au revoir!
Are you guys following her?
Yeah.
We.
You all run out. Shouting in French as Mr. Bimbley is walking the other way down the hall. He sort of waves at you.
Yeah.
And says, come back any time. And just as you round the corner,
bon voyage.
He opens the door to his room to find all his students tied up and gagged. And he says, what the fuck? And then, but you've gone right in.
Au revoir! Au revoir!
Just a pink voice.
You head out of the castle and head across the grounds and you are striking out southeast, which is to the south and a little to the east of that. You're heading into the forest. You pass the Basil's caretaker shed and head a slightly different direction to the way you have been in the past when you were tracking Hootie.
I wave at the goat.
Lilibeth the goat smells your scent and goes, just leaps for joy. And you can see Basil is whittling something. He sort of waves at you. And you head into the forest. And you head southeast. And the trees are thick with foliage. And the ground is covered in dirt. And you walk along the path. There's not really a path. You're sort of you're making a trail. And you walk for about an hour and a half, and just when you're starting to think that maybe this cabin is late, you come across a clearing, and it seems to come out of nowhere. Just suddenly the leaves part and there it is, and there is a stone cottage in the middle of this clearing, and quite strangely, the trees have all grown over the cottage, so there's no sunlight getting down, but there is a big thick carpet of grass all around the cottage, apart from a couple of stones set in the grass leading up to the front door. And hanging down from the trees are lots of vines.
Mm. Is the grass, like, unkempt, or is that its best ideal length?
The grass looks well-loved.
Mm. Mm. So she just prefers it longer.
No, it's nicely trimmed.
Mm. Nice place.
Yeah.
Mm. It's beautiful. Not a lot of sunlight, but nice place.
Well trimmed.
I love the grass.
What's the plan, guys? Are we just going to go in, or should we? I'm keen for the band. Get the band back together.
We've been together the whole time.
I know, but I just want to do the accents, really.
So accents on, same name.
Accents on.
Before we go in there, I'm going to disguise myself, if that's okay.
What are you going as?
I'm going to use my disguise spell.
Oh.
Okay. Awesome. What are you disguising yourself as?
I'm going to disguise myself as, I'm going to be an Italian baker.
I love it.
So you
wave your, do you have a wand?
I don't have a wand, I don't think.
Well, you can sort of choose what you're a sorcerer, so you can have. Does the power come from your hands?
Yeah, it comes from my hands. So, it comes from my breasts, actually.
Okay.
And
do you have to expose your breasts for it?
Do I have to free the nipple in order to experience my powers? So I rip off my top. And say, it's not a political statement, it's just necessary.
Okay.
And from my nipples, like, the milk for a baby. I'm 14, Helado, don't look. Come my, like, swirl out like rays of light that, like, go up into the sky and then fall back down on me and change my look from that of a 14-year-old girl into that of a 60-year-old Italian baker, and he's in a very humble t-shirt and just a white apron. It's got a lot of dust over the top front of it.
Amazing.
And he sounds patchy.
Okay, you...
Buongiorno, eh?
Right,
it's me. It's
me. Yeah, you got it. Okay, great.
What's a baker doing out here?
It's me. It's a gate.
I've got really good stealth, so I can sneak up and have a look in the windows.
Okay, great. We've got a Italian baker.
Sneaky goblin.
I can turn a willing creature I touch, along with everything it's carrying, into a gas cloud. If you want to be a gas cloud.
Hey, guys, I thought I could go up to the witch's door and I could offer some bread.
Yeah, do you have bread?
See,
no, you don't have bread.
I see.
You didn't specify bread.
See, I always no.
Does anyone?
Always have bread in my apron. I do.
Does anyone have any sort of ingredients or?
I have a beard roll. Oh, a beard roll.
you guys. I reckon between you probably have some. You probably have a bit. Like, you can search your backpack. So
my fanny pack.
I've got a bag of sand.
That's right. Yeah, maybe you have a bag of sand.
Yeah, that could work.
do you have bread in your bag?
Not. Oh, yeah.
You can give me a good reason why you have bread.
Because I'm a student.
Yeah.
And I might have a lunch, like a.
So it's bread, but this is the afternoon. You've not eaten your lunch.
Nah, shredding. I've cut out carbs.
But you carry bread with you.
Bread? It was given to me in the
boarding.
Hey, he's the one of the bread.
Okay, all right. Forrest has a little, like, what was it, ciabatta or something?
Yeah, it's good stuff, but it's just I'm cutting out carbs, so. I'd usually love it, but...
Hey, you're still watching this way.
Okay.
I give it to... What's your name? Luciana?
Yeah, see?
I give it to Luciana.
Hey, I think for a spread, it's not kind of up to the standard that I normally bet, but yeah, I'll take it.
I'm going to disguise myself with the power of acting as a South African actor.
Yeah. South African. Hey, it's me, Luciano, my best friend.
My name is Right, mate, my name is Luke.
It's my best friend, Luke. He is an actor.
No one will suspect an actor playing an actor.
That's hanging out with a baker.
Correct. I should have, I'm back to French. I'm a French South African.
Yeah.
After all this talking, I'm just going to try and sneak up just to look in the window.
Yeah. Okay.
I just want to have a look.
You're heading into the clearing?
Yeah.
Okay. You step onto the grass, and I need you to make a strength saving throw. So roll a d20.
Lado, are you gas?
No, I think I can't do it. I have to do it to someone else.
Six.
So you step onto the grass, but the grass...
But I'm stealthy.
You are stealthy, but the grass does not really notice if you're stealthy or not, because it's, grass is just an illusion. It's not grass, it's quicksand. So you step on it and you sink into it two feet. Right, how tall are you? You're like 2 feet, right? Let's say 1 feet. You sink in halfway.
How tall I am.
And you are restrained by the quicksand, which means your speed is zero, and you basically need to roll another strength throw in there to get out. What do you?
Can I just clarify? There are stones on the grass leading up. So can I just run across the stones?
Yep.
I'm 3 feet, by the way.
Okay, so you're
I don't care about peeing.
Yeah, we've established you don't give a shit about peeing.
Can I say back to my acting? Actually, one of my features and traits is actor. And it gives me advantage on persuasion and deception checks when you are pretending to be someone else.
Like, say, an actor?
Yeah.
You're pretending to be an actor?
That's, well, South African, that's the the difference, yeah.
So, Kate, you step on to the stones.
Yeah.
And they hold your weight, they're not that quicksand. And as you do that, the front door opens.
Bonjour! It's a me, it's a Luciano.
And
hey, I've come to the delivery. I have some ciabatta.
Out of the front door comes the witch.
What are you doing on my front lawn?
Buongiorno, it's a me, a Luciano. I've come for a delivery.
You don't sound like a real Italian to me.
Ciao, Bella. I am.
Can't resist a little flirtation.
Yeah. So I am a real baker, and I've come with some bread. I thought, you must not get... you must not get a lot of deliveries out here.
You're right, I don't.
And I thought, there's probably a gap in the market. I've come with my famous ciabatta.
Do you want to roll a perception check? So roll that dice.
That's a big old dice.
11.
Okay, yeah, you notice that there is a goblin stuck in your front lawn. And you also see the other two.
What are you doing here? Why is there a goblin in my quicksand?
Look, mate, she is our friend. She is...
Where do you come from?
I come from South Africa. I'm here to learn acting.
This is my best friend, Luca.
Yes.
Hello, I'm Sven. I'm a Swedish candlestick maker.
I don't care where you come from. I care that you're on my lawn.
Hey, you want some ciabatta? Hey, we give you some ciabatta, and maybe you begin to feel better.
Threnody uses some of her innate spellcasting.
Okay.
and uses her at-will vicious mockery and mimics their accents back to them to try and make them feel bad about themselves.
So, great. Awesome. I love it. So you guys... who are you mocking?
I'm mocking the Swedish candlestick maker.
Always Helado.
What are you doing here, candlestick maker?
Oh, is that what I sound like? What does it look like?
We're actually, what you, Ray, you need to make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay.
So,
while she's doing that, I whisper to him, "Don't you listen to her. You sound great."
So is it a d20 plus my wisdom?
Yeah.
Oh dear, 15.
Okay, that just does it. So,
you're right, I'm great.
You avoid taking psychic damage.
That was vicious, the vicious mocking that was just on the end of it.
But she has attacked you.
Oh, no.
Look, mate, we don't want any trouble. We would like... We heard that, like, hundreds of years ago, you helped out our friends... Droro?
Oh! I never want to hear that name in my house again.
I said friend. I meant I am also from France.
Is that enemy?
I meant to say enemy.
Enemy.
He was our enemy. Yes, you helped.
But he's also my enemy.
Oh well, we have that in common.
Yes,
do we not?
An enemy of my enemy is not.
John?
I know where you're trying to go. We have a common enemy, therefore.
An enemy of...
My enemy is my friend.
No.
Ah, yes.
No,
an enemy of my... Yes.
Ping, make a strength saving throw.
12.
You sink further into the quicksand.
What am I doing to get out of it?
I
scream a blood-curdling scream.
In my equipment, I have clothes. Are those just the clothes I'm wearing? Or do I have an extra pair of clothes?
I think it's just the clothes you're wearing because I've got my armor.
I have
like a change of clothes. Spare underwear, I think.
Okay, I was thinking of throwing an item.
I hear Ping's blood-curdling scream in it. And it appeals to the pacifist in me, who believes that all living creatures are equal and should survive. So from my backpack, I get out my robe. And I go, and I very reluctantly throw my robe at Ping to grab onto. And then say to the others, come on, help me. Let's pull Ping
out. I'll go help.
Jar.
I look at Kate like, even though we've had all problems in this episode, that it's all gonna be okay, and I'm looking at her like, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, so you throw your rope to Ping.
Mm-hmm.
All right, great. So you're gonna try and pull her out.
Yep.
So that means Ping, you make another strength check, and you both make a strength check. We'll take whatever's highest.
Oh, 9.
A 5.
You sink another foot into the quicksand.
I'm
now,
can we
that's
help?
My head.
Yeah, you're completely submerged.
Out in the rolling green pastures, down by the forest of green.
Waterdeep Mountain High is produced by The Spinoff and edited by Alice Webb-Little. It stars Nick Sampson, Alice Sneddon, Paul Williams, Ray O'Leary, Brinley Stent, and our special guest Rhiannon McCall as Threnody the Witch. If you've enjoyed this episode, why not let us know? Or even better, write a review on iTunes. We love you very much. See you next time.
Kia ora e te iwi, Te Aihe Butler here, podcast manager at The Spinoff. If you enjoy listening to our podcasts, consider supporting our mahi by signing up to become a Spinoff member at thespinoff.co.nz/donate.
The Spinoff Podcast Network.